What's up, what's happening? You're not tuned in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. You can follow me on Twitter at KP underscore Trill. We upload the show to iTunes and SoundCloud every Sunday. And here are my co-hosts. Slim.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Tink.
What up? It's your girl, Tinkalicious. You can follow me on Twitter at @_I'm_Tink.
Day.
Man, what's up with y'all, man? Y'all follow me on Twitter. It just called me Day.
Jay Gray. All right, everybody out there, if you all pray or whatever, send a special prayer up for my auntie. She ain't sick or nothing. She just got caught Wednesday because she got to fighting at the food stamp office.
Oh, man. She gonna share them stamps if we send a prayer up.
She's fighting.
Can I get $30?
Trying to get the increase.
So y'all send out a prayer for her. Let's talk about Colin Kaepernick. As you all know, he took a stand, to sit down during the national anthem, and his reason why was because he said he was not going to stand for a flag that has not, or a national anthem that has not lived up to its creed. And in the national anthem, it says liberty and justice for all, and as we all know that black people have been getting slain in the streets for years, and we have yet to really get justice. So, do you think that what he did was wrong, or do you think he has a valid point? Tink.
I think he has a valid point. For the simple fact that a lot of people are trying to, they're kind of blind to what's going on. And when I say a lot of people, obviously I'm talking about people who are not of color. People are blind to what's going on. I'm not going to say all of them, but some of them, most of them. And it's kind of disappointing that, you know, you have other athletes or other key factors in the government and stuff like that who have committed actual crimes and done wrong to a lot of people, and they still don't seem to have a problem with them, but they have a problem with him voicing his opinion about, you know,
what he sees,
what he feels. And I don't know who was that, he was, I think he's an ex-football player who said that he's not black.
Rodney Harrison.
Yeah, Rodney Harrison. Bitch ass.
That's disappointing. You as a black man, you should firsthand understand where he's coming from.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. So I feel what he's saying. And I was talking to my mom about it, and she said she wouldn't protest the actual anthem, but she does understand where he's coming from. And I'm like, okay, well, that kind of don't make sense, because Star Spangled Banner was written during the time of slavery, correct?
Yeah.
No.
It was written in the 1800s.
Yeah.
It became the anthem in 1931.
Yeah, I was saying, like, the national anthem was, I mean, it became the national anthem like 1931.
Shit, it was still with Jim Crow slavery going on, right? Yeah,
and there was a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. Still, I mean, you, regardless of
and the fact, person,
anything according to the founding. What? Foundations of America, right, was not written for us. So
what's the person name who wrote it?
Francis Scott Key.
And if you read some of his remarks about black people, he was racist. So
I mean, we was property, so it makes sense.
So how can you take that seriously still today? Like, I don't even expect them to change it, because the fact it's been a part of,
it's the foundation of what this raggedy ass country was built on.
So I'm going to support him, because when you look at the big picture, I mean, that's just what it is. We not in the land of the free.
We're not.
All right, what about you, Jay Gray?
I mean, like I said, I understand what he's doing. I understand his point. I understand his fight. He's not anti-military. It's not against the military. It's about the land that we live in and which we live in, which is, I mean, we're in a great country, but it's just not, the foundations of it is terrible. And how we're treated is terrible. And the revamping of so many things that need to be revamped as far as history is concerned is not taken seriously. And so they're wanting us to basically, as black people, kind of look past the history and be like, all right, get over it, and just, you know what I'm saying, act as if it doesn't exist when it still does. And I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar made a great point. He was like, it shouldn't be about us protesting against the national anthem. It should be about people such as Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X and Martin Luther King were protesting things as similar as they are in 2016.
Yeah.
That should be the facts of what we're looking at right now.
All right. What about you, Slam?
I stand with him. I understand what he's saying, and I hate for people to say he's not black because he's mixed. Now, one person I can't stand in the midst of this is his birth mother. I think she's a raggedy, low down, dirty hussy. I wish she listened to this podcast. Like, his mom dragged him online for him sitting down, and I'm like,
I missed that. What'd she say?
Because apparently she has like three other kids.
She gave him up for adoption.
And this is what I'm thinking. She
the
same person that left him, but you got three other full Caucasian kids that you love to death. But this kid happened to be a mixed kid, a black kid. You probably got knocked up by, and maybe your parents, or maybe you didn't want people to know that you had a mixed kid by a black man.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand, if you didn't want a kid then, but you got three of them whole little raggedy pieces of things running around right now.
It's like you're too off.
No. What I'm saying is, for her to sit and take a stance against him, whether you support him or not, she should have been silent. That should have been a conversation she had with him via text, or
it shouldn't have been public
because now you're on the opposite side of him.
He don't talk to her.
And I think that's what it is, and that's why she's trying to get a piece of it right now. But I support everything he's doing, because in this country, our men, our people are not treated the way they should. But yet, when you watch the NFL, you watch the NBA, you see nothing but us. The NFL makes millions a day, and the majority of the people that plays there are our people. That basketball makes the same thing, but you want us to overlook what's going on in the streets, because maybe these players, they're not living in the streets. They don't go through this stuff, but they see it. It's our people going through this, so we feel the same pain. So I'm with him.
Okay, what about you, Day?
The number one thing I learned through this whole week, or these past 2 weeks, is that this situation has brought up so many hypocrisies and contradictions that this country is built on.
Yes.
Like how they say one thing but mean another, and it's pretty much saying that liberty and justice for all with an asterisk by the shit.
Yep.
Like, and then you have to read the fine print. You have to read the fine print. You know what I'm saying? It's liberty and justice for all, only for white people that has money and has a good job, and it's not for those who have government assistance or anything. Anything that doesn't
exception black people that help make us the good money.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to read. You know how they on the commercials they say, like, start talking real fast. You know what I'm saying? All the fine print, but it's the same shit. And obviously, I'm standing next to my brother, because what he did. Brought so many people to the forefront, so many dumbasses, and so many people who've been hiding this shit inside of them, and they've just had to just speak out. And the thing I'm more disappointed in is, like, everybody's like, don't disrespect the flag, don't disrespect the flag, you gotta do it a different way. And there's no better way to do it. And the thing was, like, and it was a Martin Luther King quote that, you know, the white people love to quote Martin Luther King, and he said, one of his quotes was, like, summed up is, I'm not worried. I'm more worried about, like, the moderate white person who is like, wait for a more convenient season. Like, I agree with what you're trying to do, but I don't agree with how you're going about doing it. And it's like, how can you tell people how they need to, you know what I'm saying? Like, they trying to put guidelines and stipulations on how you should stand up.
That's
for justice.
That's
I wanted to wait till you finish talking, because I wanted to say that. Notice everything that you do, what do they say?
Find a different way. It's got to be a better way.
Be peaceful, man. I've been waiting to say this on the podcast. I've been saying it on Twitter. Fuck that flag.
Yeah.
Fuck that national anthem. I could give a fuck less about how you feel about it. And I hate how people paint this picture that it represents the military. Then I hate how people throw out the fact that they say the military fought for your freedom. Okay, well, I didn't know my freedoms were in Iraq, or I didn't know my freedoms were in Afghanistan. I didn't know that my, like, let me know where else my freedom's at, you know, like, that we've been
to. If we gonna get into that, we can get into the Veterans for Kaepernick thing, too, because, like, that's their number one thing was, like, they was trying to throw, use the military as a prop, then, as to why, and the bag they shit.
One person said the best quote that was a veteran. He said, "Don't use me as a front to your racism."
Yeah, and that's what they do. They use, like, people, they say, "Oh, military died for your freedoms. You playing this game, making millions of dollars." And Kaepernick said, Colin said himself, "It's not about me. It's about the people that's under me that don't have, that's been speaking about this shit, and their voice is not being heard. So maybe if I take a stand to speak for them, then maybe I'll pay attention to
them." And that's basically what LeBron, Carmelo,
yeah, that's what
Anthony,
all them are doing.
All them did on the ESPYs. They asked,
and that's the thing,
for other athletes to use their voices.
But, and the thing is that the problem is that they don't want it to be controversial. They want you to say, "Excuse me, sir, can we talk about the inequalities of black people?" Like, you a Jehovah's Witness, you got to knock on the door.
No, they get the door shut in their face when they do this. So no, we're gonna bust through this door.
You see that right there? This right here. You see that? Read that for me.
White America's definitive code of the conduct for black athletes.
That's a real fucking thing. I believe it too.
First thing, be grateful. That's what you got to be. Second, don't expect second chances. Third, always show poise. Four, do not mention race. Number five, how to make a statement. That's like shit that you got to know.
And look who they got, raggedy ass picture at the top of that article.
Right there, smack dab.
Can't
work. We're going to get on him. But that's what I don't like. You know what I'm saying? Like,
That's like a smack in the face.
But,
like,
are
we your puppets?
That's what they're trying to make us.
Here's the next thing about the NFL player that you mentioned saying something about him not being fully black. It's fucked up that the first thing that you look at when somebody speaks up for us is how dark are they or how light they are.
Or how much you don't identify with.
Yeah, like that's... I argued with my coworker one day when he was saying... the only reason Steph get all this media attention is because he light skinned. I was like, "Are you fucking stupid?"
Yeah, they were saying the same shit about Jesse Williams when he gave his BET speech.
I was like, "Are you fucking stupid?" For the simple fact, Steph Curry still not bigger than Kobe Bryant, which he's more lighter than.
Right.
Still not bigger than LeBron James, which
is
more.
Still not bigger than Michael Jordan. Yeah,
the most famous person on earth since Michael Jackson and Prince's dad. Michael Jordan is. I said this before. He's the most famous person on this fucking planet.
Blacker than Ace of Spades.
Right? You go anywhere in the world, everybody know Michael Jordan.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So for you to say that, like, that was, to me, that was really ignorant of a person to say. But that's what we have been conditioned to do, is to look
light
at that.
Is right.
It ain't even just that. It's just, if the person isn't dark, we, like, best believe if somebody listen to this show, they heard they say everything, they agree with it. But as soon as they find out that this man look damn near Mexican, it's almost like fucking.
They're going to pick everything
like
he said apart.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's stupid. That's dumb as hell. You know what I'm saying?
That is truly how it works. It's like, for whatever reason or another, the lighter the skin, the lighter the blow is given to people. Like people was like, Barack Obama's skin color did a lot for him to be president, because if Tyrone Jackson was to come in bald head, black as hell, trying to be president, everybody be like,
I don't know about this.
We don't know about Tyrone being that. Now, Barack Obama, okay, he got a little ties to Hawaii, got a little ties to here and there, and it's like, okay, cool. But if you start, I don't know, man, for whatever reason, that has always been the
case. It's a conditioning. It's
feels
like...
it's a sad conditioning, too.
It's been embedded in people's minds that...
Yeah.
That's
like
fucked
that,
up.
So when he said that Colin Kaepernick grung out the afro, right? Showed up to the game with the afro, kneel, and what I like was one of... another black brother went and kneeled next to him. Like, don't let them make you feel as if, like, you need to shut the fuck up and just play. basketball or played ball or whatever, because the average, like most white fans that did all these burning of jerseys, they only burn the jerseys of black athletes, and it gives out this creepy slave vibe, you know what I'm saying, like of we own you type thing. And if you go read Colin Kaepernick's Twitter mentions or shit that's on his Facebook, mm-hmm. all you see is you just need to shut up and keep continue to make your $126 million and
yeah.
play football. It's almost like they own you. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people say, sports bring people of all color together. But I really think like mm-hmm. a lot of these white people only like it because it's kind of like slavery to them. It's kind of like a sense of own, like they feel like they own you. You know what I'm saying? And then like I didn't really think about it when LeBron left Cleveland.
Whew.
And you look at those videos, it was a lot of people tarnishing his shit. A lot of white people.
And mm-hmm. now since they got a championship, what's up?
They love him again, of course. Mm. But KD left Oklahoma. Look how the white people reacted. And that was another thing that Jalen Rose spoke on Kevin. I'm getting a little bit off topic, but he said that was a real big reason why Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City was because the culture of the city. He said I think it was 2010, Kevin Durant got them to play a video of Barack Obama, and all the white people in the stadium booed the video.
Really?
So just think about that, you know what I'm saying? And then at the same time, he was the biggest person in the city, and he the most famous person in Oklahoma, you know, black man. If you feel like this about the president of the United States, how do you feel about me? And they showed that as soon as he left. So it's a sense of entitlement that these white sports fans get, you know, with these black athletes, and I can't respect it. But Colin Kaepernick, before this controversy about not standing his jersey number, was the 20th highest selling jersey on the team. Hmm. It is now the number one selling jersey on the
league.
Team.
No, it was like, it's like this. Third in the league.
It's third in the league, number one on the team.
Yeah.
So they're buying it just to burn it.
Yeah, it's like this.
That's
support.
So stupid.
No.
People are supporting.
Support.
Oh, okay. Cool beans.
People showing support. So that kind of takes away that stereotype. If you're not doing something negative, then, you know, people don't pay attention to you. And I just can't get jiggy with the whole notion that he's disrespecting the military.
I don't think he's disrespecting anybody.
And it's crazy because when you say don't disrespect the flag, you ignore his message and you tell me that flag is more
deeper
important.
Than that.
Yeah.
That's what you tell me. Hey, look, that flag is way more important than what the fuck you talking about here, sir.
Man,
like,
look,
chill.
That's where I was kind of like waiting on somebody to say something to me about that flag, because I would take pictures of me taking the shit on the flag.
Real talk.
Burning that motherfucker, pissing on it. Like, I don't give a fuck about that flag, because honestly, to me, like, now that I know how this shit works, it's like the Confederate flag and the American flag the same shit. The Confederate flag was pretty much just like blatant up front in your face type racism. The American flag is like hidden, covert, like mass. Like, I'm not gonna tell you a nigga to your face. I'm just gonna push you in this neighborhood.
Change their flag?
Yeah, they refuse to.
Somebody like said something shit. Right. I don't know if you watched it. I don't think I sent you the whole video, but the whole video was on Worldside Hip Hop. Man, he noted Jews are taught to dislike all the symbolisms that were used against them to oppress them or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like
during World War II and shit.
Like, if you see any Nazi signs or anything, instantly, nope, don't like that. Every flag that America has created was a symbolism to taunt black people. But here we are being told that we have to respect it. Fuck that flag. That's how I feel about it.
I remember in middle school, I was one of the people that would have to fold the flag and put the flag on the flagpole. And our teacher... And take it down at the end of the day and fold it up and put it back or whatever. And our teacher made sure that we did not drag the flag on the ground, drop the flag, none of that.
It's kind of like being in a gang. Like, you can't drop your, if you're a cripple blood, you can't drop your flag on the ground.
Like, we had to learn how to fold the flag the correct way. We could not drop the flag at all. Look,
I might go buy one, go waste my money just to burn it, motherfucker.
That's the point I was gonna get to. Like, I was like, man, I wish somebody was like telling me about this flag. I will actually go spend my money that I don't need to be spending. Go get a flag and burn that motherfucker just to show you I don't give a fuck.
But let's talk about this shit. And speaking of the rules that players have to abide by, it seems like Cam Newton is our new
get out of here.
Yes, sir, boss. I'm going
tap dance
football. I'm gonna play football. All lives matter to Cam Newton. Oh my God.
Like, can we just read the statement? Let's get to the statement.
Hold on. It's like some saying all lives matter, right? When somebody says Black Lives Matter and they explain to you what Black Lives Matter means, when they say it, it's kind of like somebody telling you that they need a charger for a certain type of phone and then you get upset because they only ask you for a charger for the type of phone that they got. It's stupid as fuck. It's just that stupid. But what was the quote from Cam Newton? We can't even call him Cam. We gotta get him
Coon
Cameron.
Newton. Coon Newton. Him.
No, Stephen Newton. That's his name. Stephen, y'all remember Stephen from Django? Samuel Jackson's Tom character.
I ain't never seen that movie.
Yeah, he was a new.
I don't like slave movies.
Exactly.
It was funny.
I don't like any of them kind of black movies. No.
But yeah, he's Steven. That's who he is.
I'm over paying Hollywood, who's ran by Jews and white people, to give me their interpretation of our history. I'm over it.
Are you guys going to see Birth of a Nation?
Yeah. Only because it's gonna be their turn to kill a motherfucker.
Oh, let me see. Okay, so what I
Cam Newton's quote.
Cam Newton said, "What I can't, you know, fathom is how does 1/8 of an inch, something so small, be the difference in such a big commodity in our whole life?" That Newton said, and that's the thickness of our skin, 1/8 of an inch. Under that, we're all the same color, and that's the big picture. A lot of scrutiny happens when an athlete starts talking about race, but the truth of the matter is we just got to do right by each other. No matter things that have happened in our lives, in our lifetime, it is kind of embarrassing to be affiliated with, but it still happens. Who am I to say Colin was wrong? And who am I to say, bro, you're right? Because we all have the right to think whatever we want to think. And I respect that about everybody.
Okay. All right. Cam Newton, let's talk about a couple things. He said that we should all be doing right by each other. Well, that's not happening. So we can't really preach that.
He can't even support what he can't even find even facts to support anything he just said. Protest, like, you're just silly.
It's not happening, dude. You know what I'm saying? Even though that's what you would like, it's not happening, right? And that's why everything is the way it is. That's why Colin Kaepernick is doing what he's doing. And it sucks that, you know, you being a bigger star than him, that you not using your platform for that. But that's okay. Hopefully you get the 3 Super Bowls that they promised you. And then when he said underneath that, we are all the same color. Well, I'm sorry to inform you, Cam, that we don't all walk around skinless.
No, ain't nobody walking around with veins
and
crap showing,
like,
in many ways
for a reason.
Yeah, and it's just not the skin color that makes us different. And he just sounds so stupid with that whole little thing. It's like, did somebody research this for you before you actually said it and say, hey, make sure you got some facts to support what you're saying? Like, you just come out like you're trying to sound like this pro whatever, but the all lives matter thing, because that's what you said. You didn't actually say it, but that's what you said. Like, get out of here with that, because if I'm not mistaken, he just had a son.
Yeah.
Like, you gonna tell your son this all lives matter as he growing up, seeing like his people on his the people with his skin color on TV that are dying without getting justice? We have lost too many of our people without getting justice. Like, and you want him to say, oh, that's okay, because underneath this dark skin you got, baby, we all the same color.
That's stupid. That's like saying that it's only one race, the human race.
And yeah. I hate that.
How the fuck are we being singled out? Like, if it's just all one race, then why is this happening to just, you know,
hey,
the darker people of the race?
Hey, when people tell me I don't see color, hey, tell that to the police the next time they ask you who did something to you or something like that. When I described the suspect,
he was clear.
Exactly.
I don't see color, officer. I don't see it. You goddamn lie.
You say, because that's the first thing you're gonna say. A big black man. How big was it? He was big. You can't even really describe him. You're just gonna say black because you know black is gonna.
Half of the time, suspect.
It can be a light skin, a white suspect. This is gonna be.
But I'm just saying, if you say that you don't see color, you use that shit all the way across the board. Don't half ass it.
And when you, you put better be color blind. And they ask you your ethnicity,
trans color like Cam Newton.
You put other, and then you type in. I don't see no color. I see no color. You gotta go. I need you to go full throttle for me to respect you.
Okay.
Like, he's just
stupid.
Yeah, the thing with Cam is like, it's kind of like it's some shit in there I agree with, but then like he go back and then like backtrack and erase everything he just said because what it's like some things he say is supposed to be designated towards. White people,
but he's afraid to stick it to him. Yeah, so he comes like, back and snitch.
You know what I'm saying? It's like they are the ones that need to understand that our skin, like they need to treat us better. You know what I'm saying? Treat us like they treat themselves, but they don't see it their way. So what happens is when he says that is that they take his message and then they try to make us abide by this shit. Like you know what I'm saying?
That's what y'all need to be like. Said this is what black people need to do
instead of saying like. No, this is what white people need to be like. They need to stop treating us wrong because we're not the ones that's treating them wrong. You get what I'm saying? So it's like,
and then they support each other. They stand with each other. Cam, what you just did was went against what we're trying to do right now. They're not gonna go against each other for you, Cam Newton, or anybody else that's trying to with this All Lives Matter. No, we're not talking about all lives. We're talking about black lives right now. Yeah. And the way they stick together to support each other, we have to stick together to support each other. Man, forget all that other stuff because us divided is what's going to be the downfall of us. Yeah, just
it's
is what
a,
it
it's
is.
Been a downfall
it's been like, the downfall of us until we come together.
Yeah, I was about to say,
we're
said
not
that like we've been up. Like,
no, yeah. No, it's been that way been until way. We come together and take a united stance as black people without looking at the skin color, without looking at he's mixed or he's that.
It's possible, but the thing is this: it's like it's so many people that are like misinformed on the whole situation, like they don't know all the ins and out and like all the complex nuances and all this shit.
I'm talking about. From a realistic standpoint,
nobody says you're gonna get all black people.
You're not gonna get all, but because you don't have all white people on one accord.
The problem is that, but the few that you're not going to get, you're going to spend time on those that you don't get. And if you start spending time, that's when it starts. That's how divide and conquer works. Because just like now, we're spending a lot of time talking about Cam Newton's ideology, right? And we're going to do that with someone else.
I think the only reason we do that with Cam Newton is because of how big his platform is.
Yeah, and how we were like on his side at one point.
I mean, because he made the comments about I'm a black quarterback and that scares people. I understand that, but what I'm saying is either or, anytime someone black makes a comment that kind of looks like when we need to be all in this together as blacks and whites, it gets to the nigga shut the fuck up. Like that's basically what we get to.
No, it's not that. It's not the fact that they're saying we need to be together as black and white. We're talking about the injustice that our people are going through. Right. They don't suffer from that. We do.
Right, I agree.
So they can't stand with us. We can't say, oh yeah, they need to stand with us. No, fuck your stance. You need to hear us. And unless Cam is taking, but they won't stand with people like Cam Newton. Not being afraid to say what the fuck it is need to be said instead of you tipping it. He's walking on ice and scared it's gonna crack instead of just saying what needs to be said. It's like they got strings on him. Well, I went too far up. Let's bring it back. Cause that's what he did with that quote. That whatever he said, all of that, like cursing. Y'all got me
cursing. About what Cam Newton's saying, it just kind of grows.
But does that say that we need to just throw the whole idea of equality out the window?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. But I mean, because we're in a weird situation. I mean, if you really think about blacks in America, we've always been in one because we didn't come here for the American dream like the immigrants came.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't come here for that. So it ain't like we can just go back to our heritage because we don't have
We're so disconnected.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're disconnected to any sense of humanity because we was forcefully here. We don't know our history, so we don't know where we came from in the sense of like complete culture.
Yeah, a lot of people think we only from this one small piece of Africa, where everybody with kings and queens.
People keep thinking Africa is a fucking country. It's a whole continent.
Yeah. Thank you, Raven.
It's
like, Simone.
It's 50
she's so stupid.
Country.
She just stupid.
But no, what I'm saying is a lot of black people. Their history is just basically you all came from kings and queens.
Yeah,
and that was
it. And it's just like we came from royalty. Yeah. And it's like that's our descent. But at the same time, we don't have a sense of culture. Like Ellis Island, for example. Black people didn't come on Ellis Island. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't go back and look at the signatures of our ancestors migrating to America for the American dream. We don't have that type
of thing that we do know that we can go back to is slavery.
That's as far as we know. No paper trail from that. Yeah. It's like we don't know because when they got over here, they didn't sign no papers. They changed their names to their slave owners. So it's like we don't have a sense of history in that sense. So there's nowhere that we can go back to.
And since we don't have
that sense of going back to, it's up for the choosing. So some of us go back to Africa and say, "Nigga, I'm from Africa." Some of us go back to, I'm from this slave. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm from Mississippi or some shit.
Right. Or I'm from Mississippi. Excuse me. I'm from South Carolina or whatever the case may be. So it all depends. It's so vague for us so that when everybody has a sense of difference about where they come from, it's hard for us to stand on one accord because we all don't have a foundation.
Okay.
But we choose our foundation.
So basically, you got some of us saying, "Hey, Cam, you fucked up. You should have gave it to him straight." And then you got some of us saying, I agree with what he said, and it's just being taken out of context.
I look at intentions more than I look at actual words.
That's what I'm saying. You just feel like it was being taken out of context.
Like, his intentions were there. I understand what he's trying to say. I think they said, like, I'm with Day. Like, I agree what he's trying to say.
He failed.
It's just that his delivery is fucked up because you want some people to just say, look, this is what's going on. But at the same time, you got to look at arguments from the other party. Like, we got to play this game like lawyers. We can't just say how we feel and think that everybody's going to take it. We got to look at the defense end, too. And white people are going to throw things at us that we cannot emotionally respond to. For example, if we start talking about all of the mistreatment of white people to blacks, their argument is going to be how we mistreat each other.
That has nothing to do with weight.
But we don't have to have an emotional response to it.
I had to like actually do research on it and like figure out all the things, because like I don't think white people or black people understand all the shit that ties into that, because like that's like an end result thing. That's like the last thing that happens after, like, say, poverty is like the first cause of it. It's like when you put people in a position where they have to fend for themselves and like they're struggling and trying to fight to survive.
Right.
Eventually they're gonna like see, like, and if somebody looks like they have something that's right next to them, you know what I'm saying, they're gonna eventually try to like take them out, because they're like, damn, I ain't got it, but he got it, but he right next to me, like, why the fuck he got it? So they gonna go after him. And that's like one of the things. And then you have the education system, where you have black people not learning the sense of self and the sense of knowledge to where they want to do for self and like lift themselves up, and they're learning a history that's not really focused on it. It's like kind of like they like gloss over black history. They like teach like the certain same 10 things that happened in black history, and now they get to the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King died, everything is good. Yeah. That's kind of like the end result. And then they get out in the real world and they see that there's nothing like that, and then they like, damn. You know what I'm saying? They feel like they've been lied to, but at the same time, they're trying to hold on to this lie and try to say, because it's like, that's like the American way. It's like they give you one thing and then they give you like two other things that kind of like outweigh that shit, and then they like leave it up to you to try to balance it out or try to make sense of it. And it's like, when people say that we mistreat each other, it's like,
they don't use it when we're talking about the brutality that our people are experiencing. Exactly. Because when they ruin their communities and kill each other, it's not nationally on, it's not on CNN, none of that stuff. As soon as we do something, it's making mainstream.
Yeah, the main point is that we at first did respond to it emotionally because we didn't know all the factors that tied into it. But now I think now we have more information, we have more people that actually researched into the problem, and then they see all these things that's going on. Now they trying to tie it to it. Now it's like to the point now in 2016 that you can't respond to emotion because all the facts are out there now.
Okay, well, let me say this. When that's usually said, right, is it's almost as if black people have to take an account of everything across the board.
Like, right.
We are accountable for criminals
mm-hmm.
that commit crimes that we have nothing to do with, right? Mm-hmm. So when you say, what about how y'all treat each other? Well, I'm not a criminal.
Right, you know? I mean, and that's an unfair thing that we gotta deal with.
So when you talk to me and I'm speaking to you about injustice and you throw out something about criminals, maybe I should point you to a private prison that one of your uncles or grandfathers or whoever the fuck own it, you know, and then you can go talk to them about that. And then they can tell you why they committed the crime. I don't know why.
Yeah, like, you know? If we want to talk about white crimes, we can look straight at Wall Street.
And, them folks. You know what I'm saying? Like
insurance companies and shit even, like that.
But what I'm saying is...
And they do real rioting. But it doesn't make national
that's
news.
That's usually my response to that is, you can't blame me for something about a crime.
But that's the realistic...
But I can blame the police for killing unarmed black citizens.
Exactly.
Because that's who's doing it. What I'm saying is, I'm not going to a white person that work at the gas station and saying, hey, you motherfuckers killing us. That's not what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, I'm going straight to the people who are doing it.
And they
should do the same. If the only time that you want to know about or speak on black-on-black crime is when I bring something up as a defense mechanism, you are part of the problem.
You are the problem.
And that's the hard part that we got to deal with. Like, it's so many different elements to an argument that we shouldn't have to be dealing with. For example, we as black people represent each other far more than anybody else.
Yeah.
And that sucks. Right, and it sucks.
Not even just us. Movies,
right.
TV shows, yeah. All type of shit is right. Representation of black people right. to everybody else in the fucking world.
Right. Right.
And I hate that.
Right.
Like, we the only people, like, I know it's been times where I see a movie and I'm just like,
here we go. Right?
Yeah, why? Like, right. why? You know,
because
I have white counterparts at work where I have to, like, I get questioned. Why black people do what?
You don't know shit about.
What Kevin
like,
Hart,
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
What Kevin Hart did in that movie with Will Ferrell. Like, I ain't even seen it.
I don't know. But I think that, you know, a lot of black people feed into that too. Because, I mean, like, comics for a long time, like, had this, what black people do and what white people do and all that type of different aspects.
But some of that stuff do be funny.
I'm just saying. It's just kind of how we kind of rose up. I mean, Dave Chappelle kind of threw a whole, like, different blitz into the situation about how he kind of basically made a mockery of all of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when Keeping It Real goes wrong, into the player hanging in the white and black, the race drafts and all that shit. Like, he really threw a whole
that mockery. Was him, Dave Chappelle's white face. See, look, the news anchor.
That's a great segue right there. Race draft. We got to trade Bow Wow.
Right now.
We got
he
trade.
Not black anyway, he's mixed, right?
That's
what he said, didn't it?
Yeah. But just in case, because I know white people thinking he's black, we got to trade him. Did y'all see what the dude posted?
The Hall of Fame, or the retiring thing. For what?
Somebody text. Ain't nobody sent you that, by the way. You sat there and made
what was
that?
It? Everybody who's retired in the year 2016.
I got his notepad.
So you got like Kobe. Who else is on the list?
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Peyton Manning, Lil Wayne.
Derek Jeter.
Wait, he put
Bow Wow's name
on
the list too.
With Peyton Manning?
Yes. Yes. He was basically saying like
somebody else put him on that list.
He was basically saying like they were saying.
But what is he graded?
The list of greats. I have no clue.
Trolling.
He retired from rap, but I don't know when he was.
I found
great.
My Bow Wow CDs yesterday.
Yeah,
I used to like when he was little.
I was
going to
say, man, speaking of retiring from rap, man. My boy Lil Wayne, dog.
Okay,
we got to save him.
I heard he wasn't doing it, though.
I know. It's like, I put it to you like this. I think Wayne got like one really good.
Did we ever get the Carter album?
No. I think he got one really good stand, like where he just go off the whole mixtape or album. I think he got one more left in him, and he show flashes like on his features. It's like with certain people he be featured with, he show flashes, but it's like,
but But I don't blame, like, real talk, dude literally been rapping for 20 years.
He needs to let it go. It's time. Take a nap.
Yeah, at some point.
Take a nap.
Dude came and gave me 14 years.
Yeah, what was his last project with 2 Chainz, the collar girl?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And I love that one. That
yeah, good. And that's what I'm like. That's like, it's kind of like, I love Lil Wayne, and it's like, I don't want to see him go out like this. You know
like
what I'm saying? That's my thing. I don't want to see him go out like this. You know what I'm saying? Because he's been doing this for so long.
Take
and
care
he had,
of yourself.
Yeah,
let this stuff
go. You know, he had the ups and downs, like when he had the seizure on flight and people were thinking he was dead.
When
he was in the hospital.
Lied.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He had to go through all this shit, all the baby mamas and all the shit.
What he went through, because his baby mamas, they all like each other, so I don't understand it.
I mean, you know, it was certain people that were saying that he wouldn't.
I'm just not one of the people who's out here anticipating another Lil Wayne anything.
Yeah.
I prefer a Lil Wayne over a Bad Well.
And that's what I'm saying. Like
I didn't think it was a comparison. I just say we
clearly he just put his name. He just put his name on a list.
Good at both of them go. People don't believe me, but at Summer Jam, I can't remember what year it was, but it was when Lil Zane was hot. Lil Zane performed, and he walked over to the speaker because they're Mud Island, and this I'm facing the stage, and the speaker on the right side. He walked over, and he touched this girl, and when I tell you, she like lost it.
I can believe
she fucking Lil Zane, dog. Like, if I can meet her,
I used to love Zane
tomorrow and ask her, like, do you still love Lil Zane as much as that day? And she probably be like, I don't even know who that is anymore. But
I kind of passed out when Trey Songz came to Mud Island one day.
Okay, I'm pretty sure Odell passed out when he seen him too. But
I told y'all he not my bae no more after that little hot tub video.
Man, look, a lot of things. There's a lot of celebrities that like your woman will pass out like.
But shit. No, I'm just saying Lil Zane was that person. Yeah. Lil Bow Wow probably had girls pass out for him too. But
at 13,
what I'm saying
stream
is,
tours.
What I'm saying is
like Mike days.
If Lil Wayne and Bow Wow retire and don't make nothing else, I'm okay.
I hate that he put his name on that list. I really
Fab can go. Eminem can go, and I'm okay.
There's a bunch of rap. I just think
Fab still releasing like real music, like new music.
Put out a mixtape the other day, and his fans. First off, that's all they can give you about Fab. Like they want Fab to be relevant so bad. And it's like, nigga, you must ain't heard his mixtape. No, I'm not gonna waste my time. You do that, you like it, cool. I'm not fucking with it.
I don't know. Soul Tape was
badass. Soul Tape was dope.
See y'all the Fab fans I'm talking
about.
You must
have
heard
them
Soul Tape.
I'm not a Fab fan.
Outside of Real Talk, his album Real Talk.
You must
have
heard them
Soul.
I'm okay. I don't have
Soul Tape 1, 2, and 3.
I'm okay on hearing his social media. Punchline.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's like,
now that's what he's known for right now.
His
girlfriend, she be styling the hell out of him.
She wouldn't be his wife.
I don't understand. We're not going to even go
there.
They
might as well not get married.
But look, though, he like 40 and still dress like 21.
He does. She dressing him like
that. Is he that old?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's close to 40. He like 30, 37, 38, 36.
He won't grow up.
But I mean, it's just certain rappers that I feel like just got to give us just one more, because I don't like to see them go out like
silently.
Yeah, just like or just like how Lil Wayne going with his label situation and how he getting fucked over and shit like that. Like,
oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You don't
it's
like
dog,
he quitting.
Yeah, I don't like. It's kind of like how I don't like how 3-6 Mafia fell apart. I don't like how it went.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like one of them things. Like.
Yeah.
Ain't no coming back from there. Like when they got together for the 6th commandments, I was like, oh shit, we finally getting it. But then like 2 months later, it all just fell apart again. I was like, damn, it's done. And then, you know, you had people that passed away, and like now it'll never happen. Coop and Lord Infamous passed away.
I don't want to hear another Wayne album. I don't want to hear another Bow. I want Bow Wow just to disappear from his world.
First off, DJ Paul.
I mean that, right?
No, he can go to
DJ Paul has
Mars
had,
or something.
Had to hit rock bottom. This nigga signed to Yellow Wolf. Yeah.
What is?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's like you know you hit rock. You signed to a nobody. Like, dude ain't even popping.
Yeah, but like, Rick Ross sent out a tweet, said, tell Birdman to answer the phone. Like, yeah, maybe Lil Wayne can reinvent himself, maybe in a different situation.
Who, Lil Wayne because, and MMG?
Yeah, because Lil Wayne and Rick Ross got some good songs together. They got good music together.
I want Rick Ross to come stop, too.
No.
We was getting kind of old.
Keep Rick Ross
How old is he?
Ross right now.
Y'all don't think it matter
Ross,
right now.
We need Rick Ross right now.
We need Rick Ross.
I like Rick Ross.
Rob's dropping nice album. Rob's dropping nice album. Ross drops some nice albums.
Yeah, since Trilla, yeah.
He drops, bro,
Ross drops some nice albums, bro. Man, hey,
Mastermind.
Was good.
Forgettable.
It was good. I like Mastermind. I didn't like. I haven't heard it.
I didn't really like Black Bill.
Was good. Black Market was good.
Black
mixtape
Market.
Before Black Market, that was good.
After Trilla, I'm good.
Black Wall Street, that was whatever. I think his name. Like,
man,
was good.
I fuck with Rich Forever, deep in the rap.
It was I fuck with God Forgives I Don't.
That's yeah, that's on fire. Well, it wasn't. I ain't like God Forgives I Don't. It was okay to me.
It was
only reason why. Cause
only thing that I don't like that was Rick Ross was Rich Forever.
You didn't like Rich Forever?
Fuck no. I hate John Legend's voice, dog.
What?
His voice makes my ears.
No
blue.
Way.
No, you gotta go somewhere. No, you gotta go somewhere.
No way.
Okay, here it is. Okay, we gotta see
what. If this nigga don't like John Legend,
yeah,
I
yeah,
don't
yeah,
know what to tell you.
And he King Coon ass nigga, man. I'm cool.
How's he a coon?
Speech him and Carmen gave at the thing when they won the little Selma shit. Yeah, man. Fuck that bitch ass nigga.
I mean, no, that's how you not feel. John.
We just gonna leave it alone. We're gonna leave it alone. That,
no,
no.
Gonna
let you have
Don't shoot at goddamn Oscar, man.
No,
I think he's. I don't.
That
think
That was
he's
the
a
bounce back
all.
For what he did for the Selma shit.
No, we're talking about John Legend, who's always in the headlines
he's an
for.
Activist.
He's a yeah. We, the same. Oh, we talking about a different John.
On Mr. Coon ass nigga John.
No
Legend,
man, not this way.
Singing voice, y'all can have it.
No,
y'all can
I'm pro John. This way.
It's better your ears than mine.
You right.
I ain't
right.
Never heard John Legend's album, but still, the point is,
the man is amazing.
Be thankful.
You might need to hear that.
It may make you some babies for
y'all
real on there.
You
like,
should hear the Get Lifted
y'all
album.
Y'all probably think Young Thug.
Nah, I don't like Young Thug.
Great on there, though.
I want him to go, too.
On that Riri song.
Young Thug.
Now, that's one person I just cannot get into and
I can't.
Not
I don't
into.
Know how to.
He's not
we
allowed
got
in
all
my...
Subject, but this is great. This is great. We can keep talking about this.
Look, universal.
He not allowed in my iTunes. He not allowed in my iPod.
Didn't he just say he doesn't like sex much? I know I read that somewhere.
He didn't care about sex.
He didn't care about sex.
When him and his girl first got together.
First off, this nigga said that his girl asked him how would he feel if she wanted for him and another man to have sex with her.
She would have to go.
At the same time. And he actually answered the question and stayed with her. First off, so the question would have got asked. Okay, we're done here. Another,
a combo
another.
And then we're
cool.
Done.
We
because you just tried me.
We are. And then she tried to clean it up, but he was like, "Nah, you asked me that." She was like, "I ain't asked you that." He was like, "Nah, you asked me that. You asked me." I said, "Hell, motherfucker, no." She was like, "Yeah, but I asked you that, but I was being hypothetical." I was like,
yeah,
"Nah, that's just... what you wanted, because you wouldn't even say you didn't ask it." If
yeah, like that was too specific, bitch. Like,
yeah,
Young
Thug
is just
saying.
Weird.
Like, nah, bro, we cool on
and
that.
He just a little weird.
But he did say he ain't like sex that much, but he got too many kids for me to believe that.
Maybe that's why he don't like sex that
is
much.
Is that motherfucking tired daddy?
Huh?
Is that motherfucking tired daddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he got 12 kids.
The dude weird, man. He the deadest Rob in the rap. Like,
he got 12 kids?
Yeah, he got 12 kids.
They all got the same mama, right?
That man posted a picture of all 12 of them on his Instagram.
Do they like little gremlins?
He deleted the picture. I think
but DMX got his just had his
15th. So these people around here just passing out sperm like it's bottled water.
See, Keith right behind... He might end up with the most in the end. See, Keith. We got a lot of kids.
Man, look, ain't nothing wrong
I
with
like men
kids,
that
man.
Like their kids, but all them kids.
Rebuild the black
just...
household, man.
You
got to
have a schedule, a planner for each child.
I mean,
I fuck with, what's his name, Lil Durk. He built the house to put all his baby mamas and his kids in.
In the same house?
In the same house.
It's like a nursery, like Mother Goose. Nothing wrong with it.
You know how we know.
But I think all his baby mamas. I don't think that matters, but
I ain't understand
they not that though. They not that.
They're not none of them. They're the other team.
They the other team.
Okay. They may be able to do it. I mean, Wayne Baby's mom, those ladies get along very well.
Charlotte Lowe tried to do that for a TV show.
He got like 11 kids,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I think he got 11.
Yeah. To everybody with all them.
I think he got 11 kids. By 10 different women.
Ain't no way in hell I'm staying with your baby mama and her kids.
Bruh, I ain't look.
Chick may be down there feeding my baby some microwave food.
I really changed my stance on having kids. Like, I'm cool.
What?
I'm cool.
What happened? Okay.
People that I know and they situations, man, I'm cool.
It ain't your situation.
Yeah, it's not your situation.
It ain't mine, but I've been scared straight. And then I just really thought about it. Like, I'm about to be, like, the money's about to be really great, and I'm cool. I'd rather be the uncle who just got a lot of money who always buy new shit.
You buying the new stuff for the kid or yourself?
Like, being the uncle who always got the new car and shit, this gonna be me. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. How does it benefit the new?
That's what I'm saying. That's just like, this how you want to do it. Like, I don't really care for all the new shit, man. This shit don't matter to me. Like, I still want. I said I wanted 2 kids, maybe 3. Now I'm like, 3 is a definite, and maybe 4. Like, and like, if a woman, and like I said, I tweeted earlier, like, if a woman tell me she only wants 2 kids, then I'm getting 2 kids elsewhere, and like, she's gonna have to deal with it. Cause I want 4.
I think kids make some men better. Look what it did for Chris Brown.
I don't know. I'm afraid I might create some serial killers too.
Chris Brown's daughter, Chris still have a couple issues, but Chris, his daughter,
I think the media. I think a lot of the things that the media puts on him
is being
a lot of shit out of control.
They do.
The girl that recently did the bullshit, she called TMZ before she even called the police.
What?
Yeah.
What is she? What's her?
Then it's been rumored that's his baby mama friend.
No.
Yeah, and like they were saying that she sent a text to her like.
She has a case for theft, like jewelry theft or something.
That girl's gonna mess around, lose her daughter full time trying to set that boy up with her dumb ass.
Yeah, I think
she lost it up.
But then,
because she kept going back to court trying to get more child support money.
But that's what I'm. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think a lot of
these people are having kids for checks.
He's one of those people who thinks with the left side of his brain. So a lot of things that he does is emotional and kind of weird and shit like that. Maybe to some, that's what I'm saying. So that's what you kind of get out of people, and they respond. People think the left side of their brain usually responds super emotionally. You know,
he's very emotional.
But I don't. I think he's learned his lesson.
But he's constantly being put in situations where, and then people, there you go. That's that same Chris Brown. Like, get out of here with it. That's what they man. Get out of here with it.
This what really killed me. People really would fucking believe in
anything
the LAPD out of any fucking police department.
Yeah, when you hear LAPD, you just want to go ahead.
They would believe in shit that the LAPD was saying. He had one. They wasn't even on the property, and they were saying that this man threw a duffel bag.
So that was false too.
Yes.
Oh my lord.
They didn't recover a gun or drugs.
Thank goodness, because I was worried about him.
That was the LA. That's what the LAPD do. Yeah. They lie.
Like the way that my house was set up, like you had to go through a gate and like drive down there.
When he like releasing videos and they were outside
at the gate. So that's why I'm like,
oh, they couldn't get inside.
He said he wouldn't let them in unless they had a search warrant. They wouldn't. Yeah. They wouldn't even.
Well, he's a very smart young man. I was on Google and I saw that and I was like,
That was like. When they said he was answering everything on his Instagram, so it was like,
so he was releasing videos.
So it was like he barricaded himself in the house. This man was like, barricade? Have you seen my house? Have you seen the palace? Fuck, I'm gonna barricade myself in here. So yeah, that was like, it's fucked up how the media does. Like TMZ lives to bring down black men. I don't think anybody ain't know.
I'm glad
they don't
really
report good. Well, they did report something good, and that was about Meek Mill. But other than that, I don't recall them reporting good things.
What was good about Meek?
He living. I just don't understand how y'all think dude losing. He just bought a $348,000.
Did he
car.
Buy it? Or did his girl buy it?
What? He got 2 gold albums, 2 platinum singles.
Meek Mill.
He good. He got paid. Nah, he
got real straight when it happened. He ain't got up pregnant. He losing.
He got
be real straight when it happened.
He got paid off the tour he was on.
What tour? Nicki Minaj tour.
He made a couple million off that
Nicki Minaj tour.
He made a couple million off that tour.
Was it Nicki Minaj tour?
You made like his name one on
there. I don't know, but it was her pink
something
tour. It was
her tour, which he was on the tour.
So she's doing what she did for Safari. She's making sure all her men and her men are taken care of because she took care of little Safari.
I don't know about that because he was doing it before she came.
Nicki is a sugar mama.
He was doing that before she came in the picture sling.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, she's really a Drake stan.
No, she really is, because she kept Safari.
What TMZ reported was, he bought a $348,000 drophead Wraith. He bought the new Bentley truck. He got a $500,000 new diamond.
So he just spent his whole net worth, which is, according to Google, like $3 million on a couple things.
Shit. Him and Nicki Minaj just bought a new house in Beverly Hills.
His name may be on the lease though.
At least his shit not get repossessed like Tiger.
He's so pathetic.
But even if Nicki Minaj did about it,
that's her man.
He's
she
still
can do
winning.
That. That's what I'm saying.
Still winning.
She likes to keep her men. There's nothing wrong with that when you can afford it.
He's not really winning until he get her pregnant. Like,
I don't think she's already said that she won't have any kids until she's married.
Okay, well, he
needs
to go ahead and marry her just get her pregnant.
I mean, he's winning either way, but
do
what you gotta do, dog.
To get
her pregnant. Child support.
That would be the wrong reason to do it, though.
Hey, look, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. Mm-mm. Listen to me.
Anybody
out there in radio land?
It took a minute for me to believe that their relationship was real.
To get her pregnant.
Beyonce went on for a long time.
You have to get her pregnant
before they came official.
Ain't nobody gonna believe
very long
get her
time.
Pregnant.
It just took a minute.
Is that how Drake and Rihanna gonna be?
Going
ain't
on
nobody gonna
the
take
outside looking in, it just looked like she didn't like.
You gotta get
she
her pregnant.
Wasn't attracted to him at first.
Have to.
They said pretty girls like ugly men.
She warmed up to him now.
She warmed up to him.
You can't
just.
Drake took a real ill at the VMA, though.
But they came back and she tried to kiss him on the side of the mouth, and Drake was like, "You get me fucked up. Give me the tongue."
She carried the shit out of dude.
She carried, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she likes him now. Because then they said somebody. I read on Google again and she got a tattoo of something that he bought her.
He paid for a billboard to congratulate her.
No, two, because then his team did another
BMA,
one.
My nigga.
His team.
Not a Grammy. BMA.
I mean, see, this is the thing about that. It's like, dog, when you really want somebody and you been
Drake
wanting
is the,
them for
day
a long
is the
time,
Drake.
Because listen, I've been in this situation where it was like, it was a
day
chick.
Is Drake.
Oh,
listen, hold on. You
what the hell?
So, listen, so
no,
you,
what
so
I'm,
you put messages in your back window with them little white.
No, no. What I'm saying is this: it's like when it's somebody that you really want and you really like, you infatuated with them and you really want them, and they're
you
not
do
really
dumb shit.
You do dumb shit. That's just really how it
like
goes. And sometimes, like, they don't initially get it, but once they get, they heart broke by a nigga who really ain't worth shit, and then they find
I think
she
breaking
right.
Our
you
heart,
there, and then you step up, and then you show them, like, look, let me show you how it's supposed to be done. And then you really start doing the shit, and then she like, damn, I ain't never had nobody do this for me.
I think Rihanna's breaking a lot of hearts out
she
here.
She been through a lot of dick. No.
Yeah, I mean, she might have, but still, the point is, she may not have been in love like that. Like, they may
I
have
I don't think she
her.
Loves Drake. I think it's the attention.
Travis Scott was getting more play than goddamn
Drake.
And that's the thing. It's like some women, when they get done wrong, they turn into the dudes that done them wrong.
She
you know
won
what
with
it's like
Kim.
They start to think like
him.
That.
No, she got Matt Kemp. Matt Kemp was
like, it's like the mindset. It's like the mindset. It's like, say like a woman just only get fucked and used, like the dude fucking then he leave. She starts to fuck dudes and then she leaves. She said she was a savage.
Fuck your white horse and your carriage.
But she
didn't.
I don't think she used to be like that back in the day. Like when she first
that's
started
that's what she wanted to say.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think she used to be like that when she first was starting off. I think it just took some dudes
they
to
really
take
Drake,
her through that.
They really is Drake, bro.
He's a Drake.
He really saying shit that Drake done said on his album.
Trying to convince himself that she gonna eventually give him what
this nigga's the walking Marvin's room.
Outside of her first album, that motherfucker has really been a goddamn set.
Okay, yeah. Well, I didn't listen to Rihanna album. I'm not a Rihanna listener to it.
I ain't listening to no Rihanna albums neither.
Round of that damn album.
That was what was that? Good Girl Gone Bad, wasn't it? Yep.
Yeah. Whenever that album, that was like
that was Umbrella. That album.
Yeah. Whenever that album. when she like been her and Chris Brown had that big fallout, she been a real deal.
Okay.
I think they probably toned her down to get her in. That's what I'm thinking.
Y'all love Teyana Taylor?
Yes.
Y'all do.
Look, yo. So I'm watching the VMA.
She
I got some more questions. Let me distinguish that. I was really asking the women, but let me ask some questions, right? Do you think that Kanye is purposely sabotaging her career because of Kim K?
Why you say that? Why? Because of her body?
I ain't never known Kim K and them to be okay with helping darker women.
I don't know about that one. But I'm going to say this. I was watching VMAs on mute until I saw Beyonce. But then when I saw Tiana, like, I'm like, who is this lady? First, I'm like, this is a badass body. What is this? And I look at it. I'm like, God damn, it's Tiana. Look.
We can't leave this conversation because she's been on the shelf for I don't know how long on Good Music, right?
She's still with Good Music?
Is that a Def Jam thing?
No, that's Kanye's label, right?
No, I know what Good Music is,
I think his label is Universal.
But Good Music is his label. Right. He's been pushing everybody else on his label. Except her.
But Tiana Taylor was a dude like last year.
She still won. She's a tomboy.
But still, I've yet to see Kim K and help out any black women, really.
I'm going to say that. I don't know. He pushed... You know, he put Keisha Cole on
the map. Before who? He went with Kim K. I'm talking about after her. He just posted something the other day where he said he only wanted multiracial women in his video.
I don't know.
Was that before
the
VMA?
I don't know. But
that's what I'm saying.
All I know is Iman Shumpert is winning like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
I'm saying that. But I really want to fucking know how people can't see that it could possibly be her telling her.
I don't think he's sabotaging. She's with
Good Music and Def Jam.
That's understandable. But he got the pull to pull the
trigger. I don't think he can sabotage anything.
God asked him in an interview, why don't you push her more? And he said, well, it's kind of hard balancing my career and my family and all of that. But it's not a problem with you doing for anybody else. Yeah, you pushing that trash.
Maybe it's like he did it in a different way.
Cause they won't even let her release music.
No, she didn't release it. Maybe she'll release music now due to this video.
She got a song with Chris Brown that the label won't let her put out.
Cause he asked her about it.
Yeah, it's plenty. She said she got plenty of songs that the label won't.
I know.
But that's what I'm saying. If it's the label, then I don't think Kanye making all those decisions.
Good Music presses the button. Def Jam distributes. That's all they do.
Okay, then. So if he pressing the button and they not distributing,
Good Music
then
got a staff. They press the button. Def Jam distributes. If they don't press the button, it ain't no go mode.
So that's what I'm telling you. The thing. It's like,
I feel like.
But what would he be sabotaging?
Him or helping sabotage his girl career. That's just what it is.
No, and really, honestly, this is why I say you got to go independent nowadays, because there's too many people you got to go through just to get your music out there.
It depends. It's only based off of if you how your distribution deal. That's really this thing.
But it's like, man, I really want like a lot of black artists to like not feed into the you have to be signed to a label in order to be successful.
Take Dolph for example.
Yeah, it's like, dog, you have to like. And like Dolph came from nothing. Like, that's the thing you gotta have. You gotta have that work ethic. You gotta be out there. You gotta make yourself seen. You have to have like good product. You can't just be out there with like garbage ass music independent, because ain't nobody gonna really take you serious. But I just want a lot of artists out there to not get in bind to I have to sign to this person in order to be successful.
Okay, and we're gonna leave out on that note, and we will announce the date to the live show next week on the next show.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Be sure to listen to our last show, Financial Literacy with Mercedes. That was a really good show.
Oh, yes.
Write into the show at realthingspodcast@gmail.com.
And we had no letter in a minute. Let us know what's going wrong in y'all lives.
We had one.
Look,
Mercedes. You want
to
know what's going wrong.
Shout out to my mama. Tell her birthday.
Happy birthday, Team
Happy
Mama.
Happy birthday to Beyonce, too. Shout out to Beehive.
It's her birthday today?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, don't come for me, Beehive. My bad.
My mama birthday.
Yeah. My bad, Tank. Okay. Excuse me.
All right, we out.